These are readiness proposals. These are preparatory funding support from the GCF. In the case of Vanuatu, it is to help in the development of a project proposal that we're working on. So yes, I think we're beginning to see some positive responses from GCF, and I think the way to go is to actually start with the readiness stage, because most of our countries actually need institutional capacity building in order for them to access climate finance. So it makes sense. So the approach at the moment, I think, works well for the region. Hopefully, the trend of accessing funds and getting funds coming in quickly will continue. So positive signs for the Pacific at the moment.
So, in essence, what has happened here is the Green Climate Fund has offered Cook Islands and Vanuatu a certain amount of money in order to come back with some kind of plan which they hope will generate a much more substantial sum of money and actually start to get to grips with the impacts of climate change. Is that an accurate summing up?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned early on, Cook Islands has received that readiness support in order to build their own institutional capacity, and it's not just these two countries. We're working with Nauru, and also have had discussions with Niue. And the first, issues that have been raised in that discussion is the whole thing about institutional setup. Is there capacity in terms of the institutions in these countries to actually be able not just to access but then to implement? So these are important questions that have to be asked when one is asking for a readiness proposal, let alone developing a project. So they're all at different stages in terms of where they want to go, but obviously there are differing degrees of capacities in terms of the various Pacific Island countries. So Cook Islands it needs to strengthen its own capacity, and so that's what it's asked for. And I know they're thinking of further down the line to be able to access additional funds for project development. And that's the right way to go. Vanuatu is doing that as well. We're hoping that, as I said early on, we're hoping that will continue with the rest of the Pacific. And so I think the others are kind of catching up and realize that there is benefit in actually accessing readiness support from the GCF to prepare themselves for accessing funds for project development later on. I think that's the logical way to go.
Is it overstating the case to suggest that what the Green Climate Fund is doing here, and this could apply to any country, not just Cook Islands or Vanuatu, is inviting them to prove that they can be trusted, as it were, with a large grant from the Green Climate Fund, that it will be administered and spent effectively?
Well, I think the countries themselves realize that that they don't have the institutional capacity in the first place. So that's what I said. I think it makes sense for them to seek readiness support to strengthen their institutional capacity, whilst at the same time they're thinking of project development. There's no point going to submitting a proposal to the GCF and then finding out later you're not in a position to actually implement it. So I think that's the logical way to deal with it. Yeah.
Tell me more about the role of SPREP in all this, because as I understand it, you're the only Pacific Island organisation accredited to work with the Pacific countries on accessing support from the Green Climate Fund.
Yeah, no, that's right. So we were accredited with the Green Climate Fund last year. Just as the Green Climate Fund is new, we're new. Developing processes and systems, putting them in place to ensure that we are in a position to provide that kind of support to Pacific Island countries who are wishing to access climate finance. So we've got a couple of projects that are now coming through. They're at different stages. We have a few readiness proposals. We have one or two that have already been developed and submitted to the GCF. So at different stages, and I think within the next 12 months, once the countries have had some kind of support in terms of ensuring that they have the institutional capacity, I think we're going to see a lot more requests in terms of project development. So I think there's a logical sequence to all of this, and we're doing our best to support our countries. So that's something that we're working on as well.
Cook Islands, one of the Pacific Island countries, which is has the stated aim of 100% renewable energy to be achieved in a relatively short space of time. So presumably any money that they can access from the Green Climate Fund could play a significant role in achieving that ambition.
Absolutely. And the Cook Islands is not the only country that has an ambitious and roadmap for 100% renewable energy. Samoa has a roadmap to achieve 100% renewable energy dependence in 2017, so that's next year. So there's quite a few of them that have an ambitious roadmap. But I think these funds, the GCF funds, provides them with an incredible opportunity to actually, you know, reduce their dependence, obviously, from fossil fuel to renewable energy that will help in their development. But it's not, the GCF is not just about mitigation or renewable energy. The funds are divided 50% on adaptation and 50% on mitigation. So whilst the focus there in terms of renewable energy is on these roadmaps, and I think that's a fantastic aspiration, I think that importantly, and probably even more importantly for some of our countries in the region, is the whole approach to adaptation. We need funding support for adaptation for our member countries.
In the case of Vanuatu and also in the case of Fiji, they are dealing with the aftermath of huge cyclones. Could money from the Green Climate Fund be used to help in the reconstruction, I suppose, in terms of building resilience against future cyclones?
Yeah, I mean, resilience is a broad concept. It includes, the ability to be able to respond and adapt effectively to, climate-induced disasters. So, I mean, that's something I think these countries are going to need to look at is support from GCF to respond to climate-related disasters. And I think there is an opportunity to do that, and the GCF offers that. I think, and it's not just Fiji and Vanuatu. I think, we've seen so many near-cyclone misses that's something that's at the foremind of all of our member countries. So I think there's certainly an opportunity. There's an opportunity for our member countries to be able to develop focused and targeted proposals that will help them become more resilient in terms of climate-induced disasters.